22 past the hour. Good morning. It's Air America Radio's Morning Sedition. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Hey.
We're broadcasting live from Elmo Restaurant on 7th Avenue between 19th and 20th. We'll be here till 9 a.m. We've got some coffee, some donuts, some prizes. These people at Elmo have just been great. You can go to ElmoRestaurant.com and check out the restaurant, I imagine, online. It's a beautiful place, and they've been very nice here. How about a round of applause for our host this morning? Morning Sedition will be in Washington, D.C. next Friday, the 23rd, broadcasting from the XM studios down there. We're going to have Cindy Sheehan with us in the studio.
Absolutely.
If you want to, absolutely, Cindy Sheehan. Good person. If you want tickets, you can go to morningsedition.com to win a few tickets. I'll tell you, man, that guy was just on, that Jeremy Gilley, he's one of those cats. You talk to him, and you just feel like, wow, I'm not doing anything. I'm an idiot for eating breakfast. What the hell's wrong with me? I shouldn't spare a second of sitting there going, I felt myself literally getting smaller and smaller. You know what I mean? He's so passionate. He's so intense. And I'm like, all right, I get it. I'm not doing enough. All right. But go see his movie. I swear to God, it's good stuff. Right now, sitting beside me is comedian Mishna Wolf, who will be appearing at the Vancouver Comedy Festival the weekend of the 23rd. We do have listeners in Vancouver, Mishna. We do.
That's exciting.
Yeah, so maybe they'll come see you.
Yeah.
And you wore the free shirt the guy brought last week.
I know. Everyone seems to have their political T-shirt on.
Oh, yes.
Today.
Yes.
I'm glad those are back, though. Remember during Clinton, like, there were no more... The only political, sort of political T-shirt you would see is sometimes people wear the biohazard T-shirt.
Yeah, that's it.
But that was like it.
Or just party.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were watching the confirmation hearings with John Roberts, and, what do you think of that guy?
Oh, my God. You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of the guy who's in on a business conference at the hotel I'm staying at for my gig,
Yeah.
And he hits on me all night, and then I find out he's married, know? And when I don't go for it, he calls me a dyke. That's why he totally reminds me of that. And I don't, I don't know where he stands on, like, anything. And, and it's like, first of all, I understand if you don't believe in abortion, okay? I don't believe in Santa. But I don't ruin it for the kids. You see how that works?
Yeah.
And that's as a woman, I worry about that. I mean, I remember when the partial birth abortion bill was on the table. Mm-hmm. I remember listening to right-wing radio just passing through. And I heard one of these personalities, I think it might have been Rush, but the quote I remember him saying is, I've never heard of a woman dying because she didn't get an abortion.
Oh.
And I'm like, what don't you get about all those prairie movies where the father's raising two kids alone? He always says things like, if your mother was here, she'd know what to do. Your mother always knew what to do. The mother was a partial birth abortion candidate.
Oh.
Why not?
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no,
people die. They die.
I get it. Yeah.
So I wish he'd just come out with it.
Yeah, how he really feels.
Stop pussyfooting around.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
I can say that word that way, right?
Yes, pussyfooting you can say.
Nice.
Pussycat you can say.
Oh, really?
But you can't say, without qualifying it somehow. Yeah.
But, like, I could call you a puss.
Yeah, I guess so. We'll see if that just got cut out. I don't know.
You're not. You're totally not.
That's not what you said last night, thank you. But I'm not. Let's not bring it on the air, okay?
Yeah,
let's keep it at home.
Let's not. Uh-oh. It's funny because I'm listening to the Peace Guy, and I'm like, I could stop hitting you for one day. No, I'm just kidding. I would never.
Really? But that's why I married you.
Anyways.
So what about this, are you really sponsoring a child? I know you told me
that
yesterday.
Yes, I am sponsoring a Burmese child.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I mean, sometimes I shop at Walmart.
Ooh.
No, I'm just kidding. I would never shop at Walmart. But wouldn't that be cool if you got a picture and a letter from the kid who made your sweatshirt?
All right, Mishna Wolf is going to stay with us. You're going to be here for a couple
more
minutes. We'll come back with Mishna. We're going to come back with the Public Enemy song. We're going to come back with some closing statements. We're here live at Elmo on 7th Avenue between 19th and 20th. Come on down. We're having a great time. It's Morning Sedition.
Christmas edition with Mark Maron and Mark Riley on Air America Radio.
Before past the hour, good morning. It's Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hey.
Morning's edition on Air America, broadcasting live from Elmo Restaurant on 7th Avenue between 19th and 20th. We're here till 9 a.m., and what a great job they've done. It's just a beautiful restaurant. They've been very good for us. ElmoRestaurant.com. You can go there. In just a few minutes, we're going to be doing the worldwide premiere of the new Public Enemy song. Very excited about that. It's called Hell No, We Ain't All Right. Looking forward to that. Chuck D, let us do that for him.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Chuck.
And this is the original Public Enemy. This is with Flavor Flav. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
And right here sitting beside me is comedian Misha Wolf, who I've outed as my wife. She is going to be in Vancouver the weekend of the 23rd and 24th at the Vancouver Comedy Festival.
Yeah, very exciting.
It's very exciting. You know what I really want you to share with the people is that charming story that happened to you.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I know the one you're talking about.
Good one.
Okay, well, I guess it was like last week, and I was parking my car outside of this donut shop. I was in L.A., and I put my laptop in the back of the car, and I noticed this homeless guy sitting in front of the donut shop, so I go to give him a dollar because him and I are the only ones that know where my laptop is.
Yeah.
And I go up to give him a dollar, and I start to notice that his pants look kind of nicer than I thought at first, you know? And, like, his shoes look too expensive for him to be really homeless, and I start freaking out a little bit. Like, I'm already in the gesture of giving money. There's no going back now. You know? And he looks up and says, "What, a black man can't sit in front of a donut shop without people thinking he's homeless?" And I'm like, oh, my God, I am so sorry. I completely misunderstood. And he goes, "Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm homeless." Psych.
Yeah.
You know, we got a minute. We're not going up into Seattle anymore in a proper time slot because of the forces out of my control with red hair. And but your folks were up there, and we were just up there.
We went to the family reunion, and I'm in Vancouver. Actually, I have this little cousin, Katie, who was there, and Katie's one of those kids I always thought was a little spoiled. You know, like she always got whatever she wanted and stuff like that. And, like, I remember at that reunion, Katie was in my dad's hot tub, and I said to her, "Katie, your mom wants you to get out of the hot tub." And Katie was like, "My mommy's drunk." And I was like, "Well, Katie, whether your mom's drunk or not, it's still time for you to get out of the hot tub." And she looked me right in the eye and said, "She scares me." And so I had to sit her down and explain to her, "Katie, your mommy drinks because you're bad." Because why should everything be perfect for Katie, right? No, I would never.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I would.
So you're a Public Enemy fan, Wolf? I know you are.
I am. I remember Burn, Hollywood Burn. That was my first Public Enemy song, and it was right around the time Hollywood Shuffle came out.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah.
And so it was like all this stuff about how blacks are portrayed in Hollywood, and not much has changed there, but
yeah,
I like the song.
All right, well, here's a new one about what's going on in the world right now. This is Public Enemy's new song. It's the worldwide premiere. It's called Hell No, We Ain't Right, and I'll tell you where the money for the song is going after this, so enjoy Public Enemy, Hell No, We Ain't All Right.